Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Ready for summer.
Yeah, me too.
I'm ready.
This is a great week. You know why? Memorial Day weekend is about to come up. Yep. You know, everybody is kind of getting into that gear right now. Summer's on the way. All the pools are going to open up this weekend. I'm leaving the neighborhood this morning. I counted five motorhomes parked on the street. People are ready to hit the mountains, man.
It's time. Listen to this.
Is that the ocean?
It's in front of my house.
That's cabin. In front of your house?
Yeah. That's a cabin.
I thought it was the ocean.
Doesn't that sound good?
Oh, that sounds great.
It's tubing season, man.
Sounded refreshing.
It is. We should get you on a tube this year.
I'm afraid I can't stop. Those things don't have brakes.
Well, no, they don't have brakes, but you can just paddle over to the side.
Well...
Just like this.
Scoop yourself over. Yeah,
I might have to take a few tubing lessons.
It's tubing time, people. All right, anyway. There's lots to get to. First of all, Top Gun. Another one. Did you hear this?
What?
Great news for Top Gun fans. A third installment is officially in development already. No with Tom Cruise.
I will say Maverick, Top Gun Maverick, that was awesome.
Yeah, great balls of fire.
Oh, that last scene when they're fighting through, like flying through those canyons. Ooh.
That was pretty cool. I agree with you. Tom Cruise said the project is on the horizon and it's go time, buddy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Number three, huh?
Yep, number three. Top Gun Maverick grossed over $1 billion.
Yeah, I'd do it again, too.
Yeah, I would too, right?
I'd do that sucker until it stopped.
Yep. Let's see here. Chris Brown, he was denied getting out of jail. So Chris Brown is still in jail, and it's really screwed up his tour.
Man, they're serious about this one, aren't they? I guess he really hurt that person that he hit with the liquor bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, then he skipped out on him. That's what made him mad.
Chris Brown's 20th anniversary tour of the UK and mainland Europe is in jeopardy. After his arrest in the UK on allegations of assaulting a music producer, it was a record rep, wasn't it? I heard it was like a record.
A music somebody.
Let's see here. The 36-year-old singer appeared in a Manchester court Friday where a judge said, nope, not today.
So he gets in this altercation in a bar. He takes this big old liquor bottle, smashes it over this guy in the record business, smashes it over his head. And then I guess they put out a warrant for his arrest, and he skips out. He's gone. He comes back a couple of years later, and they say, aha, we still have that warrant for you, pal.
Yeah, and they arrest him.
They threw him in the pokey, and they're mad at him. They won't let him out.
And they said his next hearing is June 13th, and he has to stay in jail until June 13th. His whole tour was supposed to kick off June 8th.
Holy cow.
I don't think that's going to work out.
No, I don't think so.
Both members of Motley Crue, both Tommy Lee and Vince Neil, have broken up with their girlfriends. Oh, sadness. that over there.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And there was some big story about Tommy Lee's girlfriend was fished or something. What happened?
Yeah, so she went on and saying that she's been living in a hotel, right? Well, apparently she got catfished while she was, and maybe this is the whole where they got, where her and Tommy Lee, like, started having problems. But she got catfished by a lead singer of another band, and it turns out it wasn't actually him that was talking to her, but this guy was basically trying to seduce her, be like, you're so much prettier than my girlfriend. And I guess she started played into it and was like, yeah, you're kind of hot too, and stuff like that. And she had explained everything to Tommy Lee.
Oh, that'll
do it. So it kind of blew up in her face.
Yeah, when you tell another guy that you're hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes your boyfriend real mad.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Yeah. You're kind of hot too, yeah. Thank you, Schmidel.
Yeah, there's audio on number 4 of her complaining about it.
Oh, okay.
There is?
Yeah.
Oh, let me go to number 4 then. Let's just find out from the horse's mouth here. Number 4.
This is the bad part. I have, obviously, I'm in a hotel right now. I've been going through a really tough time in my marriage, which was none of anyone's business.
Whoa.
But he's made it everyone's business. And this person started trying to seduce me and be like, you know, you're so much hotter than my girlfriend. Like, he's like, you know, you're my dream girl. He's like, we can have a secret thing as long as you don't snitch. This is embarrassing for me, embarrassing for my husband. This whole thing is embarrassing. I've been going through struggling with at home. I'm in a hotel. Leave us.
Hang on a second there, babe. You called him a drunk.
Yeah.
How can this be more embarrassing than you come out saying, hey, I'm leaving this guy because he's a drunk?
I agree with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was pretty embarrassing. So I don't think you're worried about his feelings.
And my apologies, because I didn't know they were married. I thought they were just dating or something.
Who?
Him and Tommy. Her and Tommy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
She kept saying husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Therefore, making
all of a sudden, she's very defensive of Tommy's feelings. You called him a drunk.
You
last
did.
Last week.
You did do that. That is true. I guess the Outdoor Boys, there's somebody on the internet. We're not going to play it because that guy is just long-winded.
He's very, he's a lawyer, so he talks like one.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Okay. So anyway, Outdoor Boys, I guess they're pulling the plug on their YouTube channel.
Son of a gun.
I know.
I hadn't watched it yet. Damn.
Dude, it's really popular. It's very wholesome content. You can watch it with the whole family. And you can actually even like learn stuff about survival. It's pretty cool.
Oh, whole family, can I?
Uh-huh. Well, absolutely.
All right. DJ is not an outdoors guy.
I just said on air that I need to take a few lessons before I try a tubing.
Right.
Does that give you an indication?
Okay. Yeah. I got to run down to the rec center and try the lazy river first. Just so I got my buoyancy, you know? Buoyancy is big.
Buoyancy.
Yes, buoyancy.
Let's see here. What else? Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow wants to tell us how the vagina candle came to be. Here it is.
I've asked this question so many times.
I know you have.
That product is so fascinating because we were messing around with different scents one day, and I smelled something, and I was like, oh, that smells like, you know. I was joking. And then he was like, oh, we should make that a candle and put it on the site. And I thought he was kidding. And I was like, yeah, definitely. That sounds like a winner right there. And then all of a sudden, it was literally on the website. And then we broke the internet again. And then it took us a long time to live that one down. But I kept it on the site because there is an aspect to women's sexuality that I think we're socialized to feel a lot of shame. And I sort of loved this kind of punk rock idea. We are beautiful and we are awesome and go f*** yourself.
Barbecued chicken.
The only thing we have in the house smells like pine cones.
I mean, if I was going to make a candle, it would be barbecue chicken. That's what my vagina smells like.
You know, if I were going to make a candle, I think, what would I go with?
Barbecue chicken.
Yeah, barbecue chicken's pretty damn good.
Yes. Well, that's what's going on here.
I think I'd go popcorn. The smell of popcorn's pretty good.
Burnt.
Yeah.
I like burnt popcorn. I love burnt popcorn.
Oh, God. Bianca, this is Kanye West's wife. I guess we saw her boobs. What? No. Kanye West's wife, Bianca, revealed her boobs as she was spotted shopping, enjoying ice cream with Yee. When is this enough?
Never. Keep them coming.
Right. Okay, all right. And Justin Bieber, everybody's still worried about Justin Bieber. He was seen at a hockey game with his wife, so that part was good. But man, he looks so bad, you guys. I don't know if it's like he's just aging. I mean, he's only 31, but he looks like he's like 60, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
He looks awful.
Doesn't look good.
Yeah, I would not say he's 31 at all if I saw that guy. I mean, he looks bad.
He's 31?
Yeah.
Wow, you're right.
Doesn't he look bad?
He looks in his 40s at least.
He looks really, really bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, but at least he was with Haley, right? Let's see here. Casey, we're talking about P. Diddy's Cassie. Sorry, not Casey. Cassie, she said that she doesn't hate P. Diddy. And she also says, I have love for the past and what it was.
Hmm.
Very odd. This whole situation is very odd. I guess, what's happening now? Like, has anybody read? I know the prosecution rested with her, right?
I did see there's a live feed this morning. And again, it's just reporters because there's nothing really live coming from the courtroom. But they're back in there. Got other people on the stand today, but they've really released nothing as far as information.
I'm seeing right now that they're having Don Richard testify.
Who's that?
I have to look that person up.
Don Richard.
Don
I've never heard that name.
Me either.
She's a singer.
Oh,
She was in Dawn. Making the Band, which was his TV show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was she, what was that group called? Oh, shoot.
Danity Kane?
Yeah.
Danity Kane.
Yeah. I remember that. That was, you know he did bad things to all those girls and drugged them and stuff.
Well, we're about to find out, aren't we?
Yeah, I guess so. That's awful. Hey, and then finally for you, how about those Nuggets?
Woo! We were tired. You know what? We need a break. We'll regroup and do this next year.
And okay? Aaron Gordon had a hamstring tear, and then Michael Porter Jr. literally couldn't lift his left hand above his head.
Oh, we're hurting.
Yeah.
We're tired.
Exactly. There's some injuries.
I'm kind of glad it's over.
Yeah.
What?
The misery.
Oh, I'm not. Man, sad.
You know, our team's beaten up, Jamie. We're tired. We don't have enough players. Yeah, we don't even have a coach.
Now all we got is the Rockies.
You know what you know what is amazing to me is how, I know everybody knows about it, but AI is amazing to me. Schmidl literally said, hey AI, make Jokic in front of some horses with beer, and it did it.
Yeah, instantly, and it looks good.
Yeah, it looks just like him.
It does.
No kidding.
Crazy. It is so weird.
I mean, it's on our Facebook page.
Yeah, you got to look at it.
Well, that's where he's at this morning. He's with the horses and the beer.
He sure is. Yeah.
I'll bet you he got all liquored up last night, right?
Oh, sure. He did.
I mean, you lose the game. Yeah. And like I said, Ben, watching the game, you could tell when they got pulled out of the game in the fourth quarter. He and Murray were sitting on the bench, and you could tell just by the look of their face, it's like, whew, it's over.
Well, we actually have audio of what he said.
Oh.
If you want to grab it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
got to grab
it. Yeah. Okay.
That was a beer.
Yeah.
Next couple of days, there's going to be a lot of beer, probably.
A lot of beer.
It's a lot of beer.
Next couple days, there's going to be a lot of beer, probably.
Yeah, he's drunk right now.
He's
loaded.
Exactly.
Man, I wonder how much beer it takes for a 7-footer.
Oh, boy.
He's 285 pounds.
Probably a 30 rack.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Man. Woo. Can you guys hear my phone?
No.
Okay, good.
No, I don't hear it.
Is it just on your last there? I'm so sorry.
I hear it in my dreams.
That's what you get when you have 8 girls on a group text. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet drag.
All right, it's the PJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday. 65. Chance of showers today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You know, I was trying to come up with something for Ten or Turd this morning.
Oh, yeah.
You know, new feature that we started that Spadil did a song for. Listen to this.
Is it a 10 or is it a turd? Is it a 10 or a dirge? Is it a 10 or a turd? Is it 10 or turd? Is it a 10 or is it a turd? Is it a 10 or a dirge?
You suggested he do the extended version, and here we go. Get me to stop.
10 or turd.
But I couldn't find anything. All I could find is something that, is it a good idea or a bad idea? So I guess that could be a 10 or turd.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Open alcohol on 16th Street Mall.
Well, most of the homeless have it anyway.
Just like Vegas, just like New Orleans. That you can walk up and down 16th Street Mall, downtown Denver, with an open beer, liquor, whatever.
I don't think it's going to matter. There's nothing going on down there anyway.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty dead.
When I think about 16th Street, I'm not going to go down there and party.
Yeah.
It's just not a place I want to go.
I personally think that you could probably do it for any sporting event down around any of the arenas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think at Coors Field that if you're on Blake and you're out on the sidewalk and you're, you got a ticket to the game, I think it's fine there.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it, you know? Either. But there are a lot of people that are, you know, giving a little, I guess, a little feedback to the governor's office saying, hey, we don't want this. But it's like, really? What's it going to do that we already don't see down there?
Yeah, I don't.
It's not going to add to it.
Well, I'm just trying to think, like, I mean, we were down there for the Rockies, right? For the home opener. I just don't remember, like, a lot of bars along there either. Like, the, you know, I mean, I know there
on
are
16th
some.
Street,
yeah,
you mean?
Like, there are some way down there,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I agree.
But, I mean, I just, I don't know. It doesn't.
Yeah, I just don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah.
I think that it's, you know, there's several places throughout the country now that have voted in, you know, open containers in their downtown areas. And I personally don't see a problem with it here. I mean, it's okay.
It just seems so weird to walk around with alcohol, though, doesn't it? Kind of. It's like you couldn't just finish your cocktail at the bar.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it does seem a little.
So basically, if you were over at that hotel that you like over there with the big open area,
yeah.
But if you had a drink there, you could walk out of there and walk to the ball game without having to pour your beer out or drink it.
I mean, that's the biggest advantage. You don't have to slam a drink, right? You walk it and then ditch it.
Or here's an idea. You just leave it there.
Yeah, but I paid money for my drink.
Yeah, what the hell are you
talking about? I want to drink it all.
You're so sacrilegious to alcohol.
No, it's so weird. When I leave a alcoholic drink with alcohol in it and I leave it at the table, people freak out about that.
Yeah, no, you got to finish it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I'm the same way. No, you finish that drink. You pay for it. Finish it. Why would you leave
it's
something
so
in there?
It's so weird. Like, people just, like, have a heart attack about me leaving a vodka and tonic, like, left, you know?
I got to freak
you're
out,
you're not
going
to finish that?
No, like, my entire group, we shame each other if we leave a drink. Like, you're just like, wounded soldier. Come on, man.
But, I mean, I would leave a Diet Coke, too.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. Alcohol is just like I guess it's a delicacy for some people.
Okay. Or maybe some of you are alcoholics. One or the other. I don't know.
Choose your poison on that one.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Here on a Monday, thunder showers possible today. Hopefully none of those tornado actions, because those tornadoes yesterday were very scary for a lot of people.
Didn't you say there was four of them?
There were four, yeah.
That's crazy.
That's what we know of right now. There could have been five. We don't
a lot of people saw them at DIA. Saw one at DIA, yeah.
I think the one that was just in Bennett was just on the outside of DIA. Mm-hmm. That's the one that, and boy, some of the video, these things were huge. Thankfully, they were out in an area where they didn't really cause a lot of destruction.
Well, like there were some houses that
like it did back east, yeah. You know. But, yeah, some buildings went down, some houses went down. Hopefully, we don't get the same thing today. But the middle part of America, the Midwest, they're looking at very strong tornadoes today, too.
They had an F4.
The videos are unbelievable.
My sister's house had an F4.
Wow.
I don't even know what these people do, how you start over.
I know, right?
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's awful. There was a guy, he's 87, I think, and he was trapped under the house in Marion.
Yeah.
He got out, though. Oh. He got out, so.
What a miracle.
I know, right?
My father-in-law, Grandpa Gus, his hometown got hit, and his nephew, but his house completely destroyed. And the video is just absolutely gut-wrenching. And it's just the start of it, to be honest with you, because, I mean, we're just kind of into the middle of spring right now.
Like, 14 people pass away in Kentucky, something like that?
I think it was 20-something.
20? And then 5 in St. Louis itself.
Yeah.
So
those areas looking at it again today. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, and this is Ed.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, before we get out of here, a couple of things that are on the... It's on our podcast today, so you'll get it after 10 o'clock in about, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes or so. We went through the boat that hit the bridge up in New York.
I mean, I've seen so many different angles of video.
This thing backed out of the harbor and just lost power.
Yeah.
It started floating toward the bridge, and there's nothing you can do.
Two people perished, right?
I think two. Yeah, and then several went to the hospital, right?
Yeah, I think so.
If you've not seen this video, by the way, that was a beautiful boat.
It is. Yeah.
It was.
Well,
yeah.
Was.
It was. Yeah.
It was. Not anymore.
Yeah.
But if you haven't seen the video, yeah, Jamie's right. There are tons of angles. A lot of people were watching this boat, obviously filming the boat or, you know, shooting video, and it's everywhere. But this boat, man, this thing hits that bridge, and it all breaks loose after that. We talked about Joe Biden. He's got cancer. We did that earlier this morning. That'll be on the podcast. I feel sorry for the old goat.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, nobody wants cancer.
No, nobody does.
Yeah.
So no matter what all is being said about when they knew it, who cares? Who cares? You know what? It's just sad. That's the way I look at it.
Thank you for that. Are you doing a recap?
Is that what you're doing? For the podcast. What I said.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I've never heard this part of the show before.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We've done it a few times.
Oh, we have?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I just.
Where the hell you been?
I don't know. I never heard the whole recap.
I'm done with the recap.
No. Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm getting tired.
You ran out of juice.
We talked about Spadell and his efforts and what a great charity person he is.
You're a great guy, yep. Spadell.
It was a good time. Check out Allie Remembered Foundation if you get a chance.
Very nice.
Good people.
How do you spell the Allie?
A-L-L-Y.
Okay, thank you.
Allie. Okay. All right, yeah, go listen to that because a lot of kids showed up for spaghetti.
Yep, paid for a bunch of prom dinners.
They got surprised, didn't they?
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. All right, what else? Anything else? Anything else before we go?
Thunderstorms possible. I don't know. We'll see. Yep. And then I'm real mad because some place just named the Misfit Cheeseburger the best cheeseburger in Colorado. I disagree with that. Holly and I are going to Bud's today. I'd challenge them anytime with a good old Bud's cheeseburger.
Yeah, and the picture of that burger doesn't
look good at all,
did it?
Doesn't
do it for me.
No. Have you ever been to Misfits?
No.
No, but I know where it's at. I passed by before, but I've never stopped.
Because you're on Colfax a lot?
No, I'm in Lakewood a lot.
Okay.
It's a stomping ground.
Yeah. I think you just, implemented yourself on that one.
Yeah. Well, I get up that way sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, it's the Lakewood side. It's not the cold thing.
Right.
All right. So we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy everything. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.